Sunday, Share 41.
Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we're in the top of Daf Chav Amud Aleph. We are in the sugyas of Lashonos. I just want to just give a little word over here. I know that Baruch Hashem, up until now, the Chabur has been very stark, but I've noticed it's been getting a little bit more challenging as time goes on. First Seder has been a little bit more challenging. Attendance to Shir has been a little bit more challenging. And the truth is that up until now, it's basically been easy shmeezy. It's, you know, it's up till Chanukah, a little after Chanukah. That's what everyone is. It's not like for the elite. The elite, and now it's the time for us to really step up and do what we have to do, and really try to make changes. In other words, everyone can do that at the beginning of this month. It's no big deal. Now we want to try to do something significant. Now it's time for us to bear down and really make this work and make this happen. So we're going to have to try to be mechazik a little bit extra, especially in the next couple of days. So we're holding in the sugya on Daf Vav Amud Aleph, the sugya of Lashonos. And in the sugya of Lashonos, we have over here three different categories of Lashonos, according to the way I understand, according to the way the Rambam brings them down. The first category of Lashonos is on the bottom of Daf Hayam Beis, Harim Kudeshesli, Meresesli, Areli, Leintu, Areli, Leisha, either of those things. That's the first category. That is the ultimate Lashon. And in the ultimate Lashon, the Rambam brings that as Ketzad Bekesav, Shtar and Bia. He kind of leaves one out by Shtar. I'm not sure what's going on with that, but that's what he says. And then we have, afterwards, they have these other Lashonos, which are also Mikudeshes Lashonos, Hareat Ishti, Hareat Arusasi, Hareat Kanuyali, and more. And those are also Lashonos. But those Lashonos seem to not be the ultimate Lashonos. We saw, Riazak, and said these Lashonos need that she has to tell us that she understands the Lashon. If not, they're not Mikudeshes, as opposed to the original Lashonos. And then we have the third chelik of Lashonos, which are Suffolk Lashonos. Yibay Elohim, Yuchedesli, Miuedesli, Ezrasi, Negdasi, Yitzrasi, all these. And the Gemara is going to say these will only work at all if you have Medabri Imal, Iske, Gitin, Vikadushin. So there's three different tiers. Tier one, that she's automatically Mikudeshes. Tier two, we have to know that she understood in order to be Mikudeshes. Tier three, it's even only a Suffolk if she's Medabri Imal, Iske, Gitin, Vikadushin, that maybe it's going to be Mikudeshes. These are the different things that we spoke about. Now, the Avni Miluim says something interesting, which we were mechav into. The Avni Miluim says that this third tier that we're speaking about, Hare Atzalasi, Atzurasi, maybe it'll work is Makadish B'dibor. No, it's B'kesef, and he says these Lashonos. But to write it in a shtar, says the Avni Miluim, how could this work in a shtar? It's not a shtar. If a person says, listen, I'd like to buy your field, but I'm going to write alligator. We all know we mean alligator. I know you mean alligator. You know we mean alligator. But Lamaisa, in the shtar, a shtar has to be documentation to a sale. If it says alligator, it's not documentation to the sale, even though I know what we mean and you know what it means. But it's still not documentation. The shtar has to be a shoiter. It has to be something that can enforce. So therefore, over here, it says the Avni Miluim, these Lashonos for sure won't work in a shtar. V'halodava, the Rambam says it does work in a shtar. What's the pshat? It says the Sefer Oruch Misharim, Ramay Sha'aron Paleev. He says, Vais the Chois, that the Gemara and Avim and these are going to be Lashon of Kedushin. This is taka going to be a way of saying. A way of saying, you are my wife, is by saying, Areyat Salasi. It's not just like an elephant is never the way of saying field to say alligator or elephant. Field is field. These are not, that's not a Lashon. Over here, this is Gemara Sovig is maybe this is a Lashon after all. We do bring a lot of the different places where these are Makaris from the Psukim. So therefore, what? The Oruch Misharim, my great grandfather, Ramay Sha'aron Paleev. So we have all these Lashonos. It seems to be around 10 Lashonos. So the Gemara says, Yibay Elohu, Miuchedesli, Miuedesli, Ezrasi, Negdasi, Atzurasi, Tzalasi, Sigurasi, Tachtai, Tfusasi, Lukuchasi. Says the Gemara, Pshoit Miachod, I'd like to at least answer one of them. Detanya, Oyma Lukuchasi, Yerat Mukudeshes, Mishum Shamar, Shenema Kiikach Ishish, Afrek Tashita Shanoide Lami. A very obvious question. Why in the world do Gemara even have a question about Lukuchasi? Is Hared Kanuyali work? Does Hared Kanuyali work? Huh? Anyone? No. Yes. Yes or no? Boy said the Olam is not holding shtark enough. It's clear. It works. The top of that Vav Amud Aleph, we just saw it. Hared Kanuyali works. It says over there at Kanuyali. Where does Lashon Kinyan come from? Because Kichaykri Kinyan. So if Kichaykri Kinyan only works, if Kanuyali only works because of Kicha, so for sure Kicha works. What's the shayla of if lekuchasi does it work? I'm a lekuchasi. The Gemara says pshayit will bring a riot because it says kikach. No duh. Of course it should work. What was the havamina? So the shita shalona demi says the havamina is as follows: inachanami lukuchasi is for sure a lashon of kedushin, but it also can be a lashon for other things too. It's also a lashon for lots of kilekach toiv nasati lochem, lots of things that a person takes. So therefore, the Gemara says havamina wouldn't work, but the chayra kicho. Kinyan also is a lashon that we use for a lot of things. Kinyan kaspoy we use for eved and other things. So why would you think that kinyan works and kicha doesn't work? So I was thinking perhaps the pshat is as follows: kicha is for sure lashon of kinyan, but kicha is the act of kinyan. Kicha is not the result of kinyan. Kicha is what you is the way that you acquire a woman. Ki yikach ish isha, and then she becomes kinuyaloi. So a person says a lashon of lukuchasi. We never saw that it's the kicha is the result of a kedushin. It's the act of kedushin. A person says arei kaspi. That's not going to be not mekudeshes. Why? Aisha is niknes bekesef, because that's the vehicle through which you create the kedushin, but it's not the actual kedushin. So therefore, I might have thought that also areiat. Lekuchasi, that's the maisa kicha. Ki yikach is the act that a person does. And kicha ele bekesef. So therefore, this is the act of kedushin, the act of the maisa. Therefore, the Gemara have a meaning maybe that it's not going to work. But the Gemara says, no, we see from the Braisa that it is going to be a lashon of kedushin. Now the Gemara asks an 11th lashon, ibayiluhu, charufasi mahu. What about a lashon of charufa? I'm not sure exactly where the Gemara is coming from when the Gemara asks this question. Let's see. All the other Lashainas seem to be Lashainas, or many of them at least, in the Pasuk. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Miuchedes, Lashon, Vahoyu, Lebasar, Echad. Rashi says, what's the question of Miuchedes? Because it says in the Pasuk, Vahoyu, Lebasar, Echad. Echad, Miuchedes, same thing. Why does Rashi do that? Why don't we just say, it's just because, what does Miuched mean? You're exclusive for me. Maybe it should work because of exclusivity. Why does Rashi have to say it's working because of a pasuk? So maybe the reason is because Rashi wanted all of them to be, all of these are different things that we come from a pasuk. But that's going to be a problem. Because you'll see as Rashi continues, not all of them are that way. Which one? Atzu Rashi. Rashi's goof going to say it's not. Let's see. Rashi says, Miyu Edes, Lashon Asher Lo Yoada, pasuk. Shulashin kedusha mamivia ezrasi negdasi lashin esol ezer kinegdoi and ezer and kinegdoi zugurasi by yiskarbaser. But now when it comes to atzirasi, we got an issue. Atzirasi lashin atziras shetein neesefes imoy leshmini atzeres is to gather. Gathered with me in the bayis. That's the way Rashi learned. So that's not a pasuk. So why by miyuchedes does Rashi have to make into a pasuk?
That's why he brings the Rabbi
Isai. No, but Rashi doesn't like Rabbi Isai. This is Rabbi Isai. He's going to shlug up. Rabbi Isai, Amru Lashon Ki Isha Atzura Lanu, Enachanami. The Tosfos says the reason why Rabbi Isai would be better is because it's a pasuk, but Rashi rejects it. V'loi Nehira, says Rashi. Dahu Atzura Mimani Kamer, that's Atzura from me. Da'achim Melech Amelah David, Im Nishmu Anorm, Achme Isha, we're going to stay as keep away from the Isha. Atzura Mimani, V'David Ahadala Isha Atzura Lanu. V'ayinu Ta'arim, we stayed away from her. So Rashi doesn't learn that they're all talking about the pasuk. So why did Rashi have to do Miuch? We also asked the question, Rashi asked the question, what about Tfusasi? Is Tfusasi Lashon in the Pasuk? That's one of them. The Tosfos Yerushalmi says, yes, maybe it is, maybe it's not. Akoponim in Rashi, it's going to be Shver. Because Rashi doesn't learn all of them as being Lashon of the Pasuk. So why is Miuchedes, not just Miuchedes? We're going to see perhaps an answer to this question.
So if you have a Pasuk, it's all better.
What?
It's all better if you have a Pasuk. If there's a Pasuk, bring it. Or if it's a Lashon, I'm saying.
Could be that Rashi had a choice of not bringing the pasuk. Not bringing the pasuk, he just chose to bring the pasuk. Could be, we're going to say a little bit different. Maybe similar, but a little different, okay? Says the Gemara. Now, 11th one. Charufasi mahu. So I'm not sure if the Gemara means because charufasi is lashon the pasuk. It is going to be a pasuk. Is that where the Gemara is coming from? Tashma, Titania. Ha'aymer charufasi mekudeshe sheken b'Yehuda karen la'arusa charufa. Listen, that's the way it is in Yehuda. Yehuda, when a girl gets becomes in, it does erusin, we call her a charufa. In fact, the Gemara, v'Yehuda have ruba da'alma? Is Yehuda the roiv of the world? Is Yehuda a roiv of the world? What's the Gemara's question? And if Yehuda was Rav of the world, then what?
Then that's a mainstream Lashon, so it makes sense.
Then it would make sense in Yehuda?
Yeah.
No, everywhere.
If
it's Lushan in most of the world, then it makes sense.
So the Tosfos Rei HaZaken says Nisht. Let's take a look. This is the Tosfos Rei HaZaken. He says, it's on the side of the Gemara, Tufusasi. I'm sorry. Charufa. Okay, you have to read with some inserts over here. The Cheshek Shlomo helps you out over here. He says, Ein Ratza Loimar. Ein Ratza Loimar. Dim Hayaruba de Alma. Have a Kedushin. Af Bimiot. Im Eino Sham Lashin Kedushin. Shahare. Af Imoy Merashay Vina Haloshin Shahamar. Lo Lishem Kedushin. Hare Edom Eino Mavinam Haloshim. So it says the Tosfos Rei HaZaken, it can't mean that because Rabbi Yehuda is Ruba de Alma, therefore, even outside of Yehuda would be Mekudeshes. Why not? Because the Edim are not going to know what she's saying. Says, because even if she says she knows, and he knows, but the Edom don't know. They only understand because they assume that they're both saying that they're mechavin. So what's the Gemara's question? Says to Tosfos Rei HaZaken, the Gemara means to say, how could you say that it works? How could you say a lashon of charufasi works as if it works on a grand scale? Yehuda's not Ruba d'Alma. If Yehuda was Ruba d'Alma, then the fact that it only works in Yehuda, you could still say grand scale. Why? Because what? It's most of the world. In a Hanami, even when the Gemara suggests that it works, it's not going to work outside of Yehuda. But if Yehuda is Rav of the world, it's called a grand scale. Therefore, I could just say it as a blanket statement. Charufa works. Where? Most of the time. Most of the places. That's good enough. But there was never a Havamino that it should work outside of Yehuda. Why not? Because of the Edom.
If the Edom know that,
because of the
Kedushin,
Edom.
Who cares if they don't understand the Lashon?
What?
If the Edom know that they're both doing a Kedushin here, like the guy says.
Because the Edom have to be able to testify. The Edom can't testify.
Well, if the guy tells the Edom, could you please come with me? I'm doing Kedushin, and they ask the lady, like.
But if they don't know what's going on, they can't do it. And also, the Edom don't know necessarily that the Edom understands.
It's the same thing by Elif.
He says, Harelu,
if they say, I'm going to be in Kedushin now, right? And they're using the word Lashon, but everybody knows what's going on, they can testify.
No, but the Edom don't understand what they're saying over here. So the Edom can't testify because they don't know if he said Lashon Kedushin.
He says,
the Edom or the people,
guys, right? Watch me, I'm about to be Mekadosher. Then he says some word Lashon.
So if he would, let's say he would say, Hareini Bailech, would they be Mekudeshes?
That's a bad Lashon.
So they don't know what he's saying. They got no clue. They can't testify.
Is it a problem with the Edom or the bad Lashon?
It seems like he's saying a problem with the Edom. The Edom don't understand what he's saying. The Edom can't say. They don't know if there's Kedushin over here. That's what it seems like. That's the Tosfos Rei HaZaken. Now, the Dvar Yankov brings a fascinating Bir Halacha. Bir Halacha is the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says the following thing. It says the Mishnah Berurah, what happens if you have a French man and a French woman and French Edom? And they're all visiting in the United States of America. And he wants to be Mekadesher in the United States of America. Can he say it in French? Can he say it in French? Why not? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Pela Gomor. He says in the Bir Halacha, Mishnah Berurah, it's not Mekudeshes. Why? Because in America, French is not a Lashon. In America, we don't speak that way.
It's a problem with the Edom. The Edom understands.
So the Edom understands. The Isha understands. The man understands. But he didn't say it.
There's no din that the country has to understand.
No, but it has to say. Says the Mishnah Berurah and Bir Halacha, you have to say it. He didn't say it. He never said it. Let's say she knows he means Kedushin, he knows he means Kedushin, and he gives it to her. Are they Mekudeshes?
No.
French.
How can you do Kedushin in Hebrew?
Oh, how can you do Kedushin in Hebrew? We're going to get to that. says it's a Peldik Mishnah Brua, not Mekudeshes. They don't know French. They know a French. He's French. She's French. It's a Bira Lacha. We can look at it inside. Rabbi say it's Mamish. It's Merapsin Igri. Take a look. We have it out in the very Yankov, the very last paragraph. A Bira Halacha Kosav. Im Kidesh Beloshen She'eno Loshen Ba'isai Makoim. Afal Pi She'shneem Kivnu L'shem Kedushin. Eino Mekudeshes. Kivon. She'ein loshen zeh loshen kedushin v'aysay makom. U'mashma she'esh din dibur b'kedushin. There's a din dibur.
There's a dibur.
It's not a dibur. He's saying it's not here. It's not called dibur.
There has to be a dibur in the place that they're.
Oh, he says the Chofetz Chaim. It's not called a dibur over here, which is a paldik echidish. But that's what he's saying over here. Dibur is only if you're speaking the haskama of this umma. It's not a, over here. It's not a dibur to speak that loshen. The chayra. The fizeh, the same thing is going to be true, and as far as davening is concerned, I don't know. Can a person daven? We know that a person can daven in any language, right? So can a person who's standing in, I'm not going to say Eretz Yisrael, because I think in Eretz Yisrael, English is considered to be their mother tongue. Most of the signs are in English, and I'm not sure if that'll be a problem. But let's say, can a person daven in French in America? Maybe not. Maybe not.
This is not considered
lashon. Can a person say "Harim Mekudeshes" in America? Oh, Shaz, what about in Hebrew? So says the Chofetz Chaim. Lashon Kodesh is be'etzem a lashon. It's a lashon. Therefore, anywhere you say lashon Kodesh is going to work. Lashon Kodesh is not something that we all decided. It's not like a haskamas uma. Haskamas uma is let's decide. Okay, this is the way we talk. If we stop talking that way, we don't talk that way. So in America, we don't talk this way. This is not a language here. So therefore, it's not a language. You didn't say it. But lashon Kodesh is a language before anyone decided, and aside for anyone deciding. It's be'etzim a language. Therefore, says the Chofetz Chaim, the following thing. Hold on, I didn't hear what you said. Hold on, thought. If a person says Shema in English, and he doesn't know what he's saying, he doesn't know what the words mean, or he spaces out, is he Yotze? No. What about if he says Shema in Hebrew, and he doesn't know what he's saying? He's Yotze. Why? Because he said it. What do you mean, I said it in English also? No. Because in English, it's all about the fact that this is the way we talk. So if you're not talking, if you don't know what you're saying, or if you're not thinking about what you're saying, you're not saying it. It's all about the kavana in every other language. In Lashon Kodesh, it's be'etzem. Memele says you could be Mekadesh or Emekodesh in any place you want. Any place you want.
So we're
going to Aramaic. It's a new language. Enachanami. You're right.
When it's
accepted here that that's the way we speak. It's called Haskamas Uma. That's a good question. I'm going to tell you. Listen to this. I found just today before Shir in your Schus. I found a Talmud Rashba that's Kimat Mefurish like the Chofetz Chaim. Listen to this. I think it's a Pel Gomer. But it comes out of the Chor, according to the Chofetz Chaim, also a shtar. Can you write a shtar in French in America?
Yes, the shtar can move.
Yeah, but here it's not a Lashon. I don't know if
you can move it there.
And a Chanami, but over here, I didn't write it over there. I wrote it over here. I would think that maybe you can't write over here either.
Write over there and you give it in America.
Maybe also you can't do it. You can't do that either. It's interesting. That's the way the Chayra comes out according to the Chofetz Chaim. You can move it, but where I wrote it, I didn't write it. Can I write a star in gibberish and say, I know what it means, you know what it means here? That's what I mean. No, it has to be in a Lashon. So he's saying this is not a Lashon. Here it's not a Lashon.
The thing of a star is you can validate it. You might take a little work, you can validate it somewhere. It doesn't have to be that's the whole thing.
Right.
It's
I wrote it down.
The deeper that it's gone, and if it's understood good, if not. A star, you can take it somewhere, you can validate it.
Yeah, but we said the star is the Amira of the Kedushin.
Right,
so it has to be an Amira. There's no Amira. It has to be validated, but also has to be an Amira.
Yeah, if you get some word, you'll understand that there was an Amira here.
That's not an Amira, though. If I wrote it over here, and over here it's not a Lashon, then it's not going to work.
So what's a piece
I don't know.
Of Amira?
What? You can't, the Amira has to be in the Shtar. The Shtar has the Amira. I don't know. It's interesting, Rabbi said. We could ask the Shaila. According to, we could try to explore it tomorrow. According to the Chofetz Chaim, can I write another Lashon? Or you have two questions. Can I write French in America? Can I write it in French in France and then give it in America? I wrote it in France. That made it. Did that make it a good star? Interesting Shailas.
Okay, let's say you have a couple that wrote a French star in France with right. French aid and everything, and then they make whatever it is, and they move to America.
Right.
And then they show it to the best, and yeah, we're married.
No. Where do they give it? Where was it given?
Everything was done in French.
Okay, then it was given over there.
Well,
that's okay.
It's not a lashon.
No, but I need. Now it's just a raya. I can speak. Can a person say?
But it's not a shaker now. Now in America, it doesn't mean anything.
That's a shailah. If we know in a chanami, then you have a problem. How could it be a shaiter? Because maybe it doesn't mean anything. Because maybe it was given somewhere. These are all issues we're gonna have to figure out how to deal with. Okay. Anyone want to say chabur on Friday?
No.
Anyone didn't say yet chabur? Thursday. Anyone want to say chabur on Thursday? Did everyone say already? Tov, you said. Tov, this is yours. This is yours. What? What?
This Friday.
This one? You got the next Friday. Okay. Akopana Rabbi Isai, it's going to be very interesting. But he brings the Dvar Yankif. I'm going to give backup to, listen up, okay? I'm going to give backup to the Chofetz Chaim. He brings the Dvar Yankif, says, that Tzizriya Zokin argues on the Mishnah Brura. Why? Because he says, why doesn't it work outside of Yehuda? Out of Yehuda, why? Because of the Edim. Doesn't say why it doesn't work out because
it's
not a Lashon. What do you mean? They don't speak that way over here. Why does it say it doesn't work because it's not in that Lashon? No, it has to be that you could speak, even though it's not that place, you could speak outside. Says the Dvar Yankev. Midivrei Riyah Zokin Mevur Shachisonu Be'edim Avalim Hei Mevinu Ave Kedushin. Anoch Tracht Rabbi Yisai, it's no Raya. It's not a Raya.
That Mark didn't mean that if Yehuda would be the name of the world, it would work outside of that.
Because of Edim.
No, but if they understand.
It doesn't. That's the point. Yeah, in Achanami. Not like the Chofetz Chaim. That's the right. Not like the Chofetz Chaim. It's only because the Edim don't understand. If the Edim would understand, it would work. So if you have Ish and Edim all from France, and they happen to be in America, it'll work.
According to the
Reef. According to the Reef. But I want to say, Rabbi Say, it's not a Raya. It's not a Raya. The Edim was Kimat Mechavin. You just, if you hold your Cheshvin, it's not a Raya. Why is it not a Raya? Connected to Chofetz Chaim. Maybe the Reef agrees with the Chofetz Chaim. Maybe he agrees with the Chofetz Chaim that it needs to be a Lashon. Norvas. In the Havamina of the Gemara, that Yehuda was Ruba de Alma. Yehuda's Ruba de Alma, what does that do? That would make and a universal Lashon. Even in a little, you have a Darful over there that they don't speak this Lashon. Hold on a second. Yehuda's Ruba de Alma. So that makes already that the Lashon is dispassionate everywhere. Grada, on one street corner, they don't speak. In a Hanami, probably in somewhere near the Mexican border, they don't speak English either. It doesn't make a difference. That's the language. That's the language. They don't speak it. That's if Yehuda's Ruba de Alma, then I would say that the language is maybe even outside of Yehuda. But Luya, hey, you have there's some sort of small country that they have a language. Can you speak it in a different country? It's not Muchach in the Riaz, okay? It's not Muchach. Maybe the Riazak Taka holds like the Chofetz Chaim. And I have a raya to the Chofetz Chaim from the Talmud HaRajba. Listen to this. Talmud HaRajba frekta kasha. This kasha is Yehuda Ruba Dalma? No. What's Yehuda? Miuta Dalma. Frekta Talmud HaRajba. Okay. Why don't you say Batla Daita Eitzel Kol Adam? Batla Daita. Why? Because in Yehuda they call Charufa. No one else they call Charufa. Goodbye! It shouldn't be Mekudeshes. Even in Yehuda shouldn't be Mekudeshes. Shouldn't be Mekudeshes. Hold on. That's the way they talk in Yehuda. What do you mean? Why shouldn't it be Mekudeshes? No. Butla Daitam. What does he mean to say? What's... His teretz is, no, but listen, Yehuda has big cities. You can't just be Mavata. If Yehuda was, you know, a small little teeny village in Achanami. Yehuda's Choshev. He had a Havamina that the fact that we all talk that way isn't going to work. It's not going to work. Why? But over here, this is the way we talk. Weistachos, you need a Din Lashon. This Kasha was, you don't have a Din Lashon. There's no Din Lashon over here. I'll be Mavatel the Din Lashon. Even if you know what I'm saying, I know what I'm saying, Adam knows what I'm saying, everyone knows what I'm saying, that's the way we talk over here. It doesn't work. Because you're Mavatel the Shem Lashon.
What makes it a Shem? What is the giving it a Shem Lashon?
It has to have an Askama of Uma. It has to be, so he, and that's Pashas what it is. Askama's Uma.
How is that like the Chofetz Chaim? saying.
How's that Eskimo? Anywhere you live is Eskimo Zuma, because you live there. It's that place.
And you have a city of 10,000 people that live there, and everybody there speaks that language.
It wouldn't work.
According to Chabad Chaim, it would work. What do you mean? Because Chabad Chaim says it depends on the country, and if everybody in the country understands.
No, but he said it doesn't have a Shem Lashon. What he's saying is something has to have a Shem Lashon. So if you have 10,000 people in one city, but that's not this country, it's not big enough. It's not big enough. It doesn't work. Then, it's going to be Batal. That's what the Talmud Rashba says. In Achanami, Yehuda is too prominent. You can't be Mavatal them. But otherwise, everyone in the city talks this way. This is the way we talk. Everyone knows this is what I'm saying. Doesn't work. He needs to have a Din Lashon. The other answer, if you look in the Talmud, which Tavi's going to do, the other answer, the Talmud Rashba is, what are you talking about, Batal? This is about language. This is the way we talk over here. What do you mean you be Mavatal me? That's the second answer. It seems like the Talmud Rashba is vacillating between the Mishnah Berurah or not. Do I say that the Lashon has to be a Shem Lashon and can be Mavatal it or not? Listen, this is the way we talk. What do you mean, be Mavatal? It doesn't need status. It just means to me, this is the way we communicate. We communicate this way. Who cares the way everyone else communicates? That's the second answer. The visa, then the chayyur doesn't make a difference if it has the status of a lashon or not. We're communicating.
His first answer, so that English shouldn't be good. Meaning, according to his first answer,
English shouldn't be good where?
Shouldn't be good anywhere
except for America.
Why? In other words, there's places that are rubidava that do have a different common language.
So I'm assuming his kasha is because no one calls charufa. Only one place calls it charufa. I don't know much. You're saying that you should mivata English because no one else speaks English, right. And mivata French because no one else speaks French, and mivata. I'm assuming you say like this: within a medina, you can't be right. But Yehuda is not an entire medina. Yehuda is big, but it's not. So that's okay.
Rubidava doesn't necessarily mean they're not a
small country.
What?
Not being Rubidava.
But they're not. They're not. It's Yehuda. It's Yehuda. It's part of the Yisrael.
Is Talmud Rashi doing question the Gemara?
What?
Is the Talmud Rashi question the Gemara? He's asking, how do we know in Yehuda itself?
He might say, no, I don't know. He asked that question. Your question, he asks. He asked the question, but I don't know if he's going to answer the Gemara's question. You have to look it inside.
Yeah, it is. Then why would it change from Moscow to?
Yeah. I don't think it's the Gemara's question. I'll go put it on my boy. Say it's fascinating. Chavetz Chaim and Bir Halacha, but I think that there's a support for the Chavetz Chaim from the Talmud Rashba. Okay. Says the Gemara, Yehuda's not Rubidalma. So what in the world's going on over here? What does it mean? Again, the way that. The Talmud Rashba is learning is the Gemara's question is how do you say a blanket statement that you can say charufa? You can only say charufa in Yehuda, nowhere else. Achikomer, haomer charufa si mekudeshes shenemar vihi shivcha necharefes leish. Why does it work? Because there's a pasuk that says it works. She shivcha veoid biyudakaron arusa charufa. And also, first of all, I have two compelling reasons why it is that you could say charufa. First of all, because I have a pasuk. Second of all, veoid because in Yehuda karon arusa charufa. In fact, the Gemara v'Yehuda veoid lakra is Yehuda a veoid lakra. What's the Gemara's question?
You have a pasuk,
so Rashi sounds like if you have a pasuk, you don't need a raya. Listen to the lashon of Rashi. Rashi says, "V'chimikra tzarech siyua mi minog shebi Yehuda." A pasuk needs a siyua. I need a proof to that. We have a pasuk, like finished. It's a non-starter. V'chimikra tzarech siyua. When the Talmud and the Tosfos Rosh says differently, Tosfos Rosh, Tosfos Tuch, all the Tosfos, they all say differently. They say, "Listen, if it would have been a good raya, I would have been okay with it. But your va'oid is weak sauce. Like, don't bring me bad rayas. You know, like, what are you bringing me a bad raya for? I mean, I had the first raya. Okay, it's nice. I like that. You bring me another. If the other one would be good, I'd be okay. Good. Two strong rayas, very fine. But the second raya is pathetic because we already showed you how pathetic it is. V'chiyuda ruba de alma. That's not good. So the Gemara's question of according to Tosfos of Yehuda v'oid lakra is just Yehuda's up. It's not about the v'oid lakra. It's about the v'yehuda. V'Yehuda Avayi Dekra. You bring from Yehuda, it's an Oid Lekra. Yehuda's not an Oid Lekra. According to Rashi, it's V'Yehuda Oid Lekra. You need an Oid Lekra. What do you need, someone else to back up a Pasuk? The Pasuk said it finished. Amikra Eino Tzorech Siyua. That's Rashi. According to Isvis, it's not a problem with it. Bring a raya to a pasuk. The problem is that it's a bad raya. You brought me a pathetic raya. What are you bringing me a pathetic raya? You're just weakening your case. If a person wants to make to prove his point, so if he has a very compelling argument, don't say something else that you're going to be able to argue with. So the second raya, the second Yehuda is the Yehuda is Oid Lekra. Come on, that's the question.
According to Rashi, a good raya from Yehuda?
No, but it doesn't make a difference even if it would be a good raya from Yehuda. According to Rashi, I have a raya from a pasuk. Don't bother talking after that. Finished. I don't care how good your second raya. The pasuk, we said over from the Briskirov. The Briskirov says a zog. Briskirov says, it's a Gemara in Gittin. Gemara in Gittin has a question. Gemara says, where's Bava? Gemara says, Bava's to the north, like it says in the pasuk. Gemara brings a pasuk. Frek the Biskirov. Why do you have to bring a pasuk? Just look on a map. Isn't Bavel's to the north? So what? Like it says in the pasuk. What did you bring a pasuk for? So the Biskirov. What's a bigger raya? A map or a pasuk? A pasuk. The pasuk is the grest raya. So what do you bring after I have a pasuk and also? Whoa, finished. No also. You have a pasuk. There's no also. You're coming with your BB gun, and you have over there, all the nuclear arsenal that you need. Don't bring me a BB gun. Doesn't make a difference how strong the second one is. I shouldn't even say a BB gun. I should say, if I'm coming with nuclear arsenal, so then don't bring me a rocket launcher. You have nuclear weapons. You don't need rockets. And according to Tosis, the pshat is, you're bringing a rocket, what do you bring a BB gun for? BB guns don't even kill. Like, what's the point? Is this a shvacharaya? It's like BB guns aren't warm.
It says as though it's necessary to bring out backing to a pasuk.
Oh, so why does Tosfos not have Rashi seems to say the mikra ain't shach siyua? There's no need for anything from this pasuk. Tosfos doesn't say that. Daf isn. What clear is the difference? Akol panim.
Maybe Tosfos is just not bothered by that now. He's bothered more the fact that the right for me.
Okay.
It's a bigger question that something don't need right.
You have to know, why did Rashi and Tosfos go different ways? Elohachi kamar, ha'im echarufa b'Yehuda. Elohachi kamar, ha'im echarufa b'Yehuda mekudeshes. Shekin b'Yehuda karen la'arusa charufa. So first the Gemara went through a process. First the Gemara thought it's a raya from Yehuda to everywhere, says the Gemara. That's not true. Then the Gemara thought it's true everywhere because of the pasuk and from Yehuda, says the Gemara. That's also not true. See, well, you know what? It's only true in Yehuda, and don't bother bringing the pasuk. Why don't we bring the pasuk? Says Rashi. Yehuda by the krav chi mikot sarach siyom eminak shebihuda shekein biyehuda. Says Rashi, avol mikra. Or mikra lekol amelaf. We're not bringing the pasuk anymore. Dahi yichud ba'almahu. Sha'arei b'shivcha kanan is a kosev medaber. She'ein kedushin toifsin ba. Says Rashi, when it says shivcha charufa, does it mean that she's married to him? If she's a shivcha kananis, so what does it mean shivcha charufa? Yichud. Dahi, like again, Avol mikra lekalamev dahu yichud ba'almahu sharei b'shivcha kananis akosav medaber shein kedushin toifsin ba. So when it says shivcha charufa, what does charufa mean? Miyuchad. I always say, is yichud a lashon of kedushin? Miyuchadesli. Oh, time out. Hold on a second. Miyuchadesli. What?
That's only a
suffix. Okay, so it should be a suffix lashon. So everywhere else it should be suffix mekudeshes. You say charufasi. Everywhere else.
Pasuk's not talking about kedushin. It's talking about just a guy and a girl being yachid.
And a chalami. But
so yachid the lashon might work of yichud, but it's not that context of talking about kedushin. The context of the pasuk is talking about kedushin.
You're right. They're not mekudeshes. What do you mean?
In this pasuk, this yichud is all the yichud of kedushin.
And why? When he says miyuchedesli, what does that mean?
It's a yichud of kedushin.
Why is it yichud of kedushin?
You brought a pasuk for it.
That's why Rashi brings a pasuk. Why did Rashi bring a pasuk for miyuchedesli? We asked. Maybe it just means miyuchud. What's the answer? Does miyuchud mean married? No. How do I know that? Shivcha Charufa. If a man says, I want you to be exclusive for me, are we married? No. Maybe she's his Pelegesh. Maybe she's his Shivcha Charufa. Who says that she's going to be married? And Echana Miuchedes is not a Lashon of Kedushin. If it going, but if Miuchedes is referencing V'hayu Lebasar Echad, then the Taka
Meri. Well, how do we know?
What?
Because one's Charufa, one's Miuchedes.
No, in a chanami. That's why it's a suffix kedushin. It's a suffix if that's what he's referencing.
Miuchedes to suffix kedushin.
Yeah, miuchedes is gonna, yeah,
but
yeah,
that,
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 yeah, that, yeah, that, yeah, yeah, yeah. If you remember on that Beis Amid Beis, Rabbi said we saw Tosfos says what does Haraim Mekudeshesli mean? Miuchedesli. Mizumenesli, miuchedesli. I thought, is that Lashon Kedusha? We actually asked the question there. We said, Tzitz there says that, I'm a Kedush, this is for sure, I'm a Kedush, it's Vadai. So how could it be miuchedes? If miuchedes is something Lashon Kedusha? We asked the question from the Atzmas Yosef. Right? If we ask, now we have an even stronger question. Not only is it something Lashon Kedushin, but if it means Miuchedes, means the Lashon of Miuchedes by Shivcha, it's Vanei not Mikudeshes. This Miuchedes, Rashi says, is only because of Lashon Vayil Basar Echad. That's not what Arei Mikudeshesli means. Kedushin means exclusive. So why is Lashon Kedushin? So if you remember correctly, we said over there, in Achanami. Doesn't mean that that was the law. We said that there's Rashi says Pashta, the Pashta de Milsa Mekudeshes is Miuchedes. But Avada, what does he mean when he says Miuchedes? To Asur La'akuli Amaka Hektish. He means to say, Liois Li, Mekudeshes Li, Liois Li. That's a Lashon of Kedushin. But the Lashon of Miuchedes is not a Lashon of Kedushin. If it means exclusive. Only if it means Mekudeshes, if it means Vahayu Lubasar Echad.
There's two
Sevis
going on there?
What?
There's two Sevis going on here?
There's two?
Suffix?
Again, if he says the following thing, I want you to be exclusive for me, are they mekudeshes?
Yeah.
What would you say?
Well, that's a suffix.
Unless he says it as... He says, Lashon, I want you to be exclusive for me.
And
I would say...
Exclusive?
He says, he doesn't say the words, miyuchedes. He says, I want you to be exclusive. What?
The question is...
Hektish?
That's the question.
Is
he says things. Exclusive for me. I think he's vadai not mekudeshes.
Maybe means
means what?
It's not in the lashon of the yuchad though.
Hektish? He doesn't say hektish. No. Where do you find that suffix? I don't find that suffix anywhere. If he says the lashon that can be used, let's say a man says to a woman, "I want you to be." He says rib, that's good. He says, I want you to be the hard... I want you to be my support. My support. If he doesn't say a word that's going to conjure up ishus, it's not going to work. If he says, in other words, something that is similar to Negdasi is not going to work. Something that's similar to Ezrasi is not going to work. Yes, you say the word that's saying, okay, this is the word of Kedushin. So if he says, exclusive for me, that's not Miuchedes. Miuchedes is Basar Echad. What does Echad mean?
One.
If he says, I want you to be one with me, then yes. Then you might have a Suffolk Kedushin. Because maybe it's a Basar Echad. But exclusive? No, it's Vadei not Mekudeshes. If he says, Hektish, okay, it's the Lashon of Kedushin. He didn't say Hektish. He didn't say one. He said exclusive. No, that's a Shivcha. That's a Shivcha. Kanainis is Miuchedes. That in no way told us Kedushin.
What if he says, I want you to be opposite to the world?
Yeah, that could be okay.
Didn't say Hektish.
Because what? If it, how do you become usher to the entire world? Through marriage. The only way is through marriage. It's the only way to do it. What? For me, no. No. You're usher to the world for me. It's only through Kedushin. The only way.
Doesn't say for me.
He said for me. He said for me.
Usher to the world for me.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
I'll call upon him, Rabbi. So that's what Rashi says. So now, Rashi says what's going on in here is very interesting. The Gemara is saying that the pasuk of Charufa is talking about a Shivcha Kanainis. Is a Shivcha Kanainis, is there Kedusha on a Shivcha Kanainis? No. So what was the Havamina? Umeikara. Havisalka Daitoch Kimando Amar begitten Chetz Yeshiv Chetz Baschorin Akasim Medaber the Shaykh Beitzad Kedushin. The Havamina was that it was Shaykh Bakedushin. The Havamina is the Pazi is talking about something else. The word Shivcha Charuf is very, very vague. We don't know what it means. So Machlokes in the Gemara, maybe it means a Shivcha Kenanis, maybe it means a woman who's half Shivcha, half Baschorin. The Shaykh Beitzad Kedushin, can she have Kedushin? Yeah. Shaykh about Tzad Kedushin, there's the Shaykhs. Kedushin Shaykhs. So if you say, Aret Chu Fasi, is there Shaykhs to Kedushin? Yeah. Everybody say, it's interesting. If you look here in Tosfos, Tosfos Kimatz is the same exact thing as Rashi. And I would like to try to explore for a moment. I have a klal. I don't think I made it up, but I haven't seen it anywhere yet. You will never find a Tosfos that is identical to Rashi. Tosfos learned every single Rashi, Bi'iyun Rav. And he would not just duplicate a Rashi. The whole point of Tosfos, who were the grandchildren of Rashi, was to give a different perspective, to add something, to enhance, not just to say, yeah, Rashi, we agree. What is Tosfos adding over here in Asugya? There's two Tosfos in. It says Tosfos, Mishum shenema vihi shivcha nehrefes leish. V'savar dekro mairi bechetzi shivcha chetzi baschoirin hamu resis levet ivri. Ukinaman de amir bashalech de kedushin tafsiba. What's Tosis adding?
Firstly, he's saying that it has to be a
problem
that kedushin
tafsiba. So as follows. Rashi says, "Chatzi chitz shivcha, chatzi baschorin." It's shaychu but tzad kedushin. What does tzad kedushin mean? What does tzad kedushin mean?
It doesn't need a full kedushin. It just needs to be
shaych kedushin. What does it mean? I have a tzad. Someone says I have a tzad to something. It's a part. It's shaychu, but it's partially shaych to kedushin. Says the Rashba. Do you know that there's a machloikas if chatzi shivcha chatzi baschoirin can be married? So first we have a machloikas who's a shivcha charufa. One mandarma says she's a shivcha kanainis. Can she get married?
No.
There's another mandarma that holds that she's chatzi shivcha chatzi baschoirin. Now within chatzi shivcha chatzi baschoirin there's a machloikas if she can get married or not. So Rashi never said we're going according to that mandarma. The kedushin tafsiba. Says the Raj Menachanami, Rashi doesn't commit to that. Maybe you're going according to the other mandamer, but it's Shaychuba Tzad Kedushin. Listen, there's a woman here. Does this woman, is she viable for marriage? Is the Chatzi Baschoirin Shiva, is she viable for marriage? Now, maybe I'll never be able to get that marriage, but is she a viable woman for marriage? Is there a Tzad for Kedushin here? There's a Tzad, that's enough. For Rashi, that would be enough. Tosfos says we're going according to the man Dharma that holds Kiddushin Tavziba. Rashi never said that. That's what Tosfos Haysofis. The next Tosfos, Shekein B'Yehuda Karin La'arusa Harufa, says Tosfos, Dafka B'Yehuda Avo Ba'al Malay Dikasavar Dibishivcha Kananis Akasib Medaber Shein Kiddushin Tavziba. What's Tosfos being, Moisef? Rashi said that. Shekein B'Yehuda Karin La'arusa Harufa. Rashi said, but Ba'al Maloy the Kasavar actually just says Avon Mikra Leka Lamelof Yichu Ba'al Mahu.
Rashi's throwing out the whole Pasuk. Tosfos is still keeping the Pasuk for Yehuda. He's saying for Yehuda it works because there's a Kra. Rashi's saying forget the whole Pasuk. Even in Yehuda they don't have the Pasuk.
The Pasuk's talking about Shivcha Kananis. How in the world, according to Tosfos, is that Pasuk going to help
us? They hold in Yehuda that the Kra is talking about Chatzi Shivcha Chatzi Baschoirin.
What? The Kasavar who that the people out of Yehuda Kasavri, you mean, they hold that way?
How do Yehuda go against the Pasuk?
I don't think so.
Like, why would Yehuda go against the Pasuk? The Pasuk, according to Yehuda, Yehuda means the same thing. Why do they pick a Lashon that means Dafka?
That's a good question. That's why they do it. They did it. Kasavar means that this man de Amar holds, not that the people outside Kasavri. I don't think it means that everyone that they hold that way. I don't think so.
Well, for throwing out the whole pasuk, then according to Tosfos, where's the pasuk for halufasi?
There is no pasuk.
But he needs one. According to Tosfos, this whole thing was that.
No, those are all the other svekas. All the other svekas up until now. But Charifasi. I don't know if that's true. I don't know if that's true. If you need a pasuk. I hear. Toiv is trying to say that's goof in the machloikas. They had a machloikas between the people in Yehuda and the people out of Yehuda, whether or not the pasuk is talking about that or that. I don't think that works, but I don't think that's the pasuk shot over here.
Even according to Tosfos, technically, if it was a strong raya, then the pasuk would be good for this. And it's a strong raya in Yehuda.
Hold on a second. David, do you mind getting in my office the Tosfos Tuch? You want to take a look over there? What'd you say, Yoni? What? Either on my desk or behind it, I don't know.
Even, he says that if it's a good raya, the pasuk would be the pasuk would help with it.
Right.
So here, in Yehuda itself, it's a strong raya that if we're coming to ask on Yehuda itself, then it's good.
How does Yehuda learn the pasuk?
Learning
that's what Toivy is saying. I don't think that's the Pashup shot over here. That's the way of learning the Pasuk. You found it?
I don't know. I think
Okay. Doesn't say. Okay, maybe it doesn't look like it. The Kasavar, it sounds like this man da'amar holds, not that the people ba'alma hold. Kasavar doesn't mean it should say Kasavri, not Kasavar l'chayru. Al kolponim, Rabbi Yisai, maybe I'll have to see what the Shita says. We have to change the gears and Toises. I thought that maybe what Toises is being Moisif is he says dafka be Yehuda. What happens if you have Yehuda people that are not in Yehuda? Dafka be Yehuda, Tosis says. Aval ba'al maloi. It sounds like Tosis is saying it's only in Yehuda.
What's it about? Is it clay understanding or not?
That might be the machlekes. We said that there's two tutsim in the Tosis Tuch. Maybe that's what Tosis is coming to emphasize. It's only in Yehuda. If you're out of Yehuda, I don't care if you understand or you don't understand. It's ba'al maloi. Ba'al maloi. That's it. We all understand it. It's not going to be good enough. It's not from Vissa. Al Koponim, it sounds like from our Gemara that we're saying that the only place where Charufasi is going to work is in Yehuda. Now the Rambam, the Halacha, the Rashba brings down, the Rambam Paskins, that Charufasi works. It's Kenegi the Gemara. Our Gemara seems to say Charufasi only works in Yehuda. It says the Rashba, it's not Shver. Because the Rambam Paskins, the Pasuk of Shivcha Charusva is talking about what? Chatzi Shivcha. So the only reason why we said it only works in Yehuda is because this Manda Amar holds that the Pasuk is talking about Shivcha Kanainis. But if the Rambam Paskins, the Pasuk is talking about Chatzi Shivcha Charusva, the Rambam can Paskin that Charusva works. The Shaila is, the Rambam also Paskins that the Kedushin is not Toifus. So even if it is talking about Shivcha Charufa, but Kedusha is not Toifes. Says the Rashba, no problem. Even if Kedusha is not Toifes, but he holds like Rashi, that a Shaykhu but Tzad Kedushin, Lokom a Shaykhu but Kedushin, because it's Shaykhu but Tzad Kedushin, that's enough in order to make that, we're going to say Charufa is going to work. We're going to continue Bez Hashem with the Medaber Ima, hopefully tomorrow, and move forward. Yoni, you're going to give me a